It's so far away. We read from Exodus 16. That's where God gave the people of Israel manna. Do you guys know that part of the Bible? Remember, Israel were slaves in Egypt, and that was terrible. And they asked to be released, and God rescued them from Egypt. But when they got out of Egypt, they were in the desert. So in the desert, are there any grocery stores?
No.
There aren't any. Are there any restaurants?
Nope.
No restaurants. So what were they going to eat? That's the problem they had. And they suddenly said to God, we're hungry, we're starving out in the desert. And God told them that, you know how when you wake up in the morning, the grass is wet with dew on it? God said, tomorrow morning when that dew dries, there will be flakes of bread on the ground for you to eat. That's what they had. God, that was a miracle, right? God made bread on the ground, and they would pick it up. And the word manna, that's what they called it. Manna means, what is it, right? They saw it, and they said, what is it? And it was bread. So God was providing for them, and God provides for us, right? So do you guys like bread?
Yeah.
You do like bread. What can you put on bread?
Peanut butter.
Peanut butter. Jelly. And that's it.
You can make a sandwich.
Oh, you can make a sandwich, too. You can do that. You can toast it in butter and honey, that kind of stuff. So I like bread, too. And God uses that image of bread and the manna, which is a miracle that he did, but he uses that to tell us that he provides, right? God provides us with the things that we need. And just to remind us, I brought here this, what?
A hot dog.
A hot dog. It does look like a hot dog on there, but you know what? So it's not a hot dog. It says it's a soft croissant, and it says here, with chocolate cream filling. Does that sound like the kind of bread we like? Bread with chocolate cream filling?
Actually, bread with Nutella is actually good.
Bread with Nutella, exactly. That's probably something like this. So this just reminds us, does God provide?
Yes,
he gives us great gifts, and he does provide us with food and many other rich gifts. That's who our God is, and the Old Testament reminds us of that with the manna out in the desert. Every day, God provided, all right? Okay, thanks for coming up, guys.